We deliver freshly prepared, portion-controlled meals that even include fresh fruits and vegetables.
We do all the work for you. 21 meals for the week that include breakfast, lunch, and dinner delivered to your door.
All of our meals are sodium-restricted, low-cholesterol, and low-fat.
It's a weekly program with no contracts to sign or counseling to attend.
Whether it's weight loss, heart disease, diabetes,
or perhaps convenience for an elderly loved one,
Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating is your answer.
Delivery available nationwide.
Lose weight and feel great.
Make this your year. Start Seattle Sutton's today. It's your life, your health. Take control.
Call us now at 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. Or visit SeattleSutton.com.
Since I've been doing commercials for R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, my name and my likeness has become synonymous with R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation Porta Potty, they usually send me a picture and say, hey, I've been thinking about you, which is good because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty and I couldn't believe how clean it was. That's right. R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation porta potties. 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Pinion Playhouse, it's on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and
mom's chest hair.
Mom's chest hair.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 25th edition of Pinion's Playhouse. Brought to you today by Mark and Jason. Listen anytime at all, you know that that's Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. You'll hear peons say hello to them in just a mere moments. It's a great day today. We're going to have a good joke for you. We're going to tell you why you might want to consider setting up a meeting with Mark and Jason. We will reintroduce you to Dan's fill-in, substitute, bad production guy, and whatever else comes along. But first, let's do a round of introductions at the control board. It's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would also like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason.
You.
Yes, they are, of course, with Stiefel Nicholas, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to receive some money from your 401k, it's a great time to explore all of your options with Mark
sure
and Jason.
Is.
For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Well, as many of you may know, Dan Strauss is not here today, tomorrow, Thursday. And there's somebody that every time this happens, not very often, I know immediately who I can depend on, who I trust, who will entertain the audience,
yeah,
who will leave them wanting more. But that guy was busy today.
Oh.
So we call Tim Weiland. Tim, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
I would say Tim Weiland's in the house with his trousers. It doesn't work because the Strauss.
No.
It doesn't want to think of something else there. Let's see. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Of course he is. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Jen.
And Rat Boy said he's all prepared for Halloween. He went to the store. He's ready for Monday night. He got 7 5-pound bags of, what was it again?
Cheese.
Cheese.
Oh, yeah, in what form?
Cheese cubes, string cheese.
All different kinds.
Oh, those little individual packs. Kids are going to love it, Rat Boy.
Cheese sauce? Is he going to ladle out sauce again?
He said, cheese sauce. That hot nacho sauce. That's nothing
kids
like more than when you dip a ladle of hot melted cheese on their bag of candy. They love that. They think it's hilarious. Way to go, Rat Boy. Give it up, please, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. And Bill Cleveland will be with us, and if I read his text correctly, we may get to speak with his girlfriend.
Ooh.
Bill has waited for years to just find Miss Wright, you know, that perfect... He may have found her. We'll check in with him and see if she probably dumped him since I got that text 30 minutes ago. But Bill. I'm kidding. We'll find out. If you are if you're changing jobs, which my daughter just did about 7 weeks ago, but or if you're retiring, you may have that list of 401k questions. My daughter didn't have to deal with any of that because she didn't have a 401k. In fact, one of the things that attracted her to this new job was that they had a 401k plan. So if you have one and you're changing jobs like she did, or you're retiring, you, whether you realize it or not, probably need some help. Now, if you are a financial advisor yourself, or if you somehow work in that industry, okay, maybe you don't need help, but most of us would. I would recommend a meeting, which is complimentary, and I know for a fact it is. And because I got an email from a listener, it said that they met with Mark and Jason, and that Mark Reardon said, "Hey, that's a really cool pair of shoes." Complimentary. It was a complimentary meeting. Yeah. And that proves to me that it really is.
And they will sit you down, too, in the meeting.
No, that's another
thing.
What? That's another place where they do that. Mark and Jason let you stand up if you want to through the whole meeting. It is complimentary. It doesn't cost you anything. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. As you've heard Peon say many times, including just a while ago, Stifel is a member of SIPC and NYSC. There is no cost or obligation for this meeting, and obligation is an important word there, because there are financial advisors that will kind of strong arm you and almost insist that you go ahead and book a second meeting and maybe make some kind of commitment. That's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. They want to show you how they work, how they think. They want to know what you're currently doing with your $25,000 or more. And then they'll give you their suggestions. Even if you already have a financial advisor, what the heck? Can't hurt anything. They speak with their clients every quarter. And during that call every quarter, they discuss your portfolio's performance, the risk, your short, your long-term goals. Together, they have 46 years financial service experience, and they've built a very strong practice with Stifel Nicolaus. Their names again are Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, and you can find out their phone number and more at their website, markandjason.com. From not just downtown St. Louis, but I think I can even be more specific than that, from Union Station in downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by the Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company.
I didn't know there was a taxi going down in Union Station. Yeah,
we must have called his hotel room or something. That threw me completely off. If you're AM and the PM and we ever see you in a cab that's not a Laclede cab, bad things will happen to your entire family. I mean it. The app is STL Taxi, and it's easy to use. Why else would you ever want a cab other than Laclede? And now, from Union Station, with somebody we've never met or spoken to before, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Well, Bill, it's going fantastic. You sound like you're in a great mood.
I am in a great mood. We're at the Grand Hall at St. Louis Union Station. St. Louis Union Station, I was just telling Dolphy, which I guess you'll meet here in a second, but when I was a kid, and probably when your kids were kids, you'd go to Union Station and all kinds of stuff would be going on, and now it's like basically a ghost town. They're redoing everything, but they still have the Grand Hall where you can go and have some dinner and drinks, and it's got a really cool light show they do up on the wall, and it's pretty cool.
I haven't been there for years, but I always ask this question. Please tell me the fudge guys are still there.
Nope.
Come on. That was it for me.
Nope, nothing's left. They're doing a ton of construction. They're putting in apparently an aquarium down here now. I didn't know about that. But anyhow, yes, that's where we are today. Yeah. And so,
hey, Dan and Tim. Peon and Tim, yes. You've seen the fudge guys, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Well, and the way they would take that big thing, and just as the fudge is about to fall off the table, they were right there to scoop it up and flip it over. I love that.
Like a giant spackles spade or something.
I hate to hear that's not there anymore. Now, enough about you. Let's talk about this woman you're with. Her name is Dulce.
Yeah, she can hear you. We're on speakerphone right now.
Okay, Dulce, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
And where do you live, Dulce? And am I pronouncing it right? Is it Dulce, Dulce, how do you pronounce it?
Dulce.
Okay.
Yes. And I live in South Dakota.
South Dakota. That's good. Good to have some distance between you and Bill. You'll realize how important that is after you're around him a little bit more. So how did you meet, Dulce?
I met Bill when he was in Custer, where I work, doing a story, or he was there on a trip.
On the road.
Yeah, Bill on the road, yes.
And don't interrupt her.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How rude. Go ahead. Sorry, Dulce, go ahead. So he was doing a travel thing.
Yes, he was doing his travel thing, his Bill on the road thing with his dad, actually, too, and that's how we met.
Now, what did he tell you about himself? And Bill, you be quiet here. What did he say he does for a living? What did he tell you?
I think all I really knew is that he was a travel writer.
No,
and then we got his magazine, actually, the first day that I met him. So then I kind of had a good idea of what I was getting into.
No, you don't. You have no idea. You think you do, but you really don't. Now,
we got to go.
No, we don't. Have you, Dulce, have you guys actually been out like on an evening date yet?
Yeah, we went on a couple dates.
Where did he take you?
Last night we were at the Moonrise Hotel.
Wait a minute.
In the Loop, in the Del Mar Loop.
Hotel? She's in a hotel where, help me out here, Peon and Tim is in a hotel where people go to spend the night?
Normally, yes. So. That goodness. Is part of the hotel experience, I think.
Moving
a bed in a room.
Moving kind of fast, it seems to me like. And what else, Dulce? What other evening date have you had?
Well, Bill actually cooked me dinner the second night I was here.
Way to go, Bill. That's a good one. That's a smooth one. No, we just, earlier, I don't know if you heard the first part of the show, we actually talked about how women love a guy who cooks. What did he cook you, Dulce?
He cooked lasagna, and it was fantastic.
Listen to her, Bill. Way to go.
Yeah, right?
Way to go. All right. Well, it's nice meeting you. And how's this going to work now? He's here. You're there. Are you going to come here if you ever see him again, which you probably won't? What are you going to go there? What's going to happen? He goes there. You come here. How's this going to work?
Well, I don't know. I just know that in November he's going to come visit me. So that's as far as we've gotten so far.
Are your parents living?
My mom is, yes.
Has your mom met Bill?
She's not met him in person, but she has gotten to FaceTime with him before.
Okay. Well, and she still says it's okay, go ahead, have another date or two. She said that.
I think she liked him, yeah.
Wow, I guess the reason I'm speechless here, and Peon, you and Tim know this, we've never met a girl who likes Bill.
We're
just kind of thrown off by this a little bit. We don't know how to deal with it.
To like him.
we don't like him yet. No, this is to take. I think this is fantastic. You seem like a really nice woman. Can I ask how old you are? Do you mind? How old are you?
I'm 30.
Right. How old did Bill tell you he is?
He's 36.
No, he's 14. He's 14 years old.
And you'll gradually realize that when you see how juvenile and he is and things he talks about. But, hey, we're that way, too. It's a pleasure meeting you. Have a great time in St. Louis. And we'll check back in and see how this relationship's going here after another week or two, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, now, have you heard him do his radio segment that he does here? Have you heard it?
Yes, I have a couple of times, yeah.
And she's still with him. Wow. Are you not going to do that now, Bill?
No, I'm not.
I don't blame you. You take her and you squire her around and you buy her a nice dinner and be good to her. She sounds very nice. And we will keep tabs and keep track on this thing and see how it goes. Bill, congratulations. Way to go, man. Cooking. That's a smooth move. That's good.
All right.
We'll talk to you. Bill Cleveland and Dulce, everybody, together.
Hi.
All right, goodbye. He can't hear me now, can he?
No.
Okay, good. Boy, that poor gal. see, the thing with Bill, he's kind of like my wife. He can put on that charming, oh, yeah, I'm successful, you know, that kind
right,
of thing.
Right, yeah.
And people, they fall for it.
Right.
They kind of buy into it. And you, like my wife, you've been around my wife.
Sure.
You actually have been around her enough that before she realized it, she showed the ugly side and the mean side.
Then you realize, hey, this house is built with two toothpicks.
Yeah, right. No, I hope this... Hey, man, we might be broadcasting.
There has to be somebody out there for everyone, right?
Yeah, except Bill. I'm kidding. No, we may be broadcasting a wedding. You never know.
You never know.
That'd be fantastic. Good for him. And in case you already haven't figured it out, Tim Weiland's here. Tim, welcome. It's good to have
you. Thank
you. He's in for Dan, who's, I don't know, he's in Las Vegas. It's some wedding, so I'm sure we'll hear a lot about
wedding?
That.
Wedding? What?
Isn't it for a...
No.
Oh,
I don't
it's a birthday.
So. Yes, a birthday.
Okay, yeah.
And not like a wedding that I know of. Do you know of a wedding?
No, it's girlfriend's uncle's...
brother. I think it was Sandy's
brother. Are you
sure
it's not her brother's wedding? I thought...
No. I think it was his 60th, from what I remember, it's his 60th birthday, and he flew Sandy and Dan out to Vegas to celebrate with him.
Yeah, how about this guy?
That's a nice deal.
And I'm sure that when Dan comes back, he'll tell us all about it and still find some way to work his band into the story.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
yes. You can count on that. Paul Warner, who is the host of the Yard Sale on Saturday morning, just came back from New York. And I don't think Paul had been to New York City before. And I told him, I said, look, here's what you're going to find. It's going to be really interesting. You're going to look up and go, wow, look at all these buildings. And then about 3 days later, you'll either want to kill yourself or get out of there because you'll realize this is not a place I'd want to live and that there are people who have to live like this every day. But he tells me this morning on the phone, there was a guy begging on the street, like a homeless guy, and he had a sign, and it said, give me a dollar or I will vote for Trump. And I thought, you know, that's funny, but there are a couple things wrong with this. At first I thought, well, that's illegal, but I don't guess it is. It's illegal if Hillary's people are paying people not to vote for him or if Trump's people are, but I don't think it's illegal to do what he's doing. Here's the problem. How do you know he's going to follow up and through? You don't know. But he said the guy's jar or box was filled with money. Just filled with dollars.
I think that's just a gimmick for
it
him.
It is a gimmick, but it's a pretty clever one.
Yeah. How dare anything illegal be construed with being in politics?
What
that's
am I
crazy.
Thinking? But I thought, well, what if somebody got out there and said, give me a dollar or I'll vote for Hillary? I wonder who would have more dollars. But you would never still learn anything because depending on what part of the country you're in, yeah, that's going to change.
Right.
So I just thought it was pretty creative. It's a lot more creative than I'm a vet, you know, and we'll work for food and that usual thing they write on there. What else did I not want to forget? We're probably going to play, whether Peon likes it or not, Pumpkinhead Harvey. We may wait until Monday to do it. Maybe not. We'll surprise you. Also, as you know, Monday, Freddie Freeman, the joke that's only told once a year, the joke that has gone from being a 20-second joke to a 20-minute joke, still lives, and it'll be back Monday. I can't imagine that the World Series ratings won't be close to as big as they've ever been
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
you couldn't have asked for Major League Baseball could not have asked for two teams.
They're going to get top dollar for commercial spot time during these games. It's going to be a fantastic.
And that's interesting. You bring that up because this morning Farmer Dave and I were talking about it, and I feel the same way you guys do. I think this is. And you know, he's like, no, I'll bet you it's going to be a bust because there's not an Eastern West Coast team.
No,
said, Dave, this is history. So
he doesn't know anything. All he knows is auctioning.
Yeah.
And I don't know one thing about sports, and even I'm going to watch this one because this is going to be fantastic. And one town or the other is going to go insane.
Yes.
They just are. And in a good way.
Well, I heard the bars around Wrigley Field were opening up at 9 a.m. today, and the game doesn't start until 7 o'clock tonight.
Oh, my goodness. They'll be doing breakfast specials, lunch specials. Okay, it'll be great. Good for those people.
Yes.
They're both long overdue. And ladies, would you come in here, please? There they come.
Ooh, that's nice.
Did you girls meet Tim? Yeah, they said they met.
Yeah.
Guy in a cafeteria. You don't have cafeterias much anymore.
There's only a couple left around town.
Only a couple. And you got your tray, and you're going through, and then you get to the end, and you pay. And one guy notices the wallet of the guy in front of him. And he says, excuse me, I hope you don't mind, but I couldn't help but stare at your wallet. That is the most beautiful wallet I have ever seen. I've never seen leather like that. What is that? Is that eel skin or what? I don't recognize it. He goes, it's foreskin. It's human foreskin. And the guy says, what? He goes, yes, I'm a moil. He says, do you know what that is? And the guy goes, yeah, you do circumcisions. You're like a rabbi. He says, yeah, circumcisions. He says, well, most people throw the foreskins away. I save them. I've saved thousands of foreskins over the years. And I stitch them together, and I make these wallets. And the guy goes, wow, let me look at that. And he takes a good hard look. He says, I can't even see the stitching. It's just, it's perfect. This is unbelievable. I wouldn't mind having one of those. Could you make me one? The Moyle says, sure, I can make you a wallet. $1,400. The guy says, wait a minute, I mean, they're nice, but $1,400, how do you justify that price? He goes, well, you rub it, it turns into a suitcase.
Well, we're getting long stretches of traffic coming in for the hockey game. You've got eastbound 40 from Clarkson up through 141. It's going to be heavy in pockets from 270 all the way in through Big Bend. Westbound 40 jams up now. Looks like it's right around Jefferson. That goes all the way out through McCausland. Then you're a little bit heavy around Winghaven, Lake St. Louis Boulevard. Eastbound 270, you're backed up to 370 around the bend to New Florissant. Westbound 70 drivers, the usual slowdown. It's now from Riverview out through Florissant. Eastbound 40 downtown, you're slowing Compton to the Poplar. And westbound 44, looks like we've got stop-and-go traffic a little bit west of Jefferson through Kings Highway. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have low prices every day on the office items you use most, like ink and paper. See store or staples.com for special deals and additional savings on printers, ink, and toner. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Desk.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 2250-95.
Hello, everybody. It's Jim Hewer. Don't forget to tune in Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. for Sports Sunday. My partner, Brendan Weese, has it all covered for you. He'll talk Mizzou football with Howard Richards. He'll discuss the NFL with Jim Thomas. He'll even give you some fantasy football tips. It's all on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Sports Sunday with Brendan Weese.
Tired of stale old potato chips in the vending machine? How about fresh fruit? How about a nice Cobb salad or a nice fresh chicken wrap? It's possible thanks to a St. Louis company called Dynamic Vending. They have a state-of-the-art kitchen where they will cook the meals every single day. They will deliver them to your office, and then you have the option of working through lunch with great, healthy food options. You don't believe me? You need to find out about Dynamic Vending. They've been in business here in St. Louis for over 25 years. They're called called micro markets. And what they're able to do is they're able to bring you fresh food. They have self-checkout payment kiosks. How would you like Starbucks in your office for coffee options? Yes, Dynamic Vending can do that as well. It is the most amazing company, and I'm thrilled to be their spokesman. DynamicVending.com, DynamicVending.com, or 314-895-1685. Revolutionize lunch in your office. DynamicVending.com.
Crooked career politician Chris Koster is one smooth talker. But his record? Koster is a hardcore abortion advocate. A 100% rating from the most extreme pro-partial birth abortion organization in the world. Koster admits expanding Obamacare by billions in Missouri is his top priority. Koster is a liberal career politician who's made millions off government and given thousands to Hillary Clinton. When you hear career politician Chris Koster, remember, he's corrupt, he's liberal, and the only job he'll ever fight for is his own.
This is Governor Mike Pence. Just wanted to take a minute from the campaign trail to share my strong personal support for Eric Greitens. Eric is a good friend and a true patriot. He's pro-life, pro-family, and Eric will fight for our constitutional limited government principles because that's what he's done his whole life. Take it from me, Mike Pence. Eric Greitens is a conservative warrior. He'll make you proud as your next governor.
Eric Greitens for governor.
Paid for by Greitens for Missouri, Jeff Stearman, treasurer.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 1-800-460-5733. That's 1-800-460-5733. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. That's 1-800-460-5733. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Katie Stewart's campaign received hundreds of thousands in campaign cash from Chicago political boss Mike Madigan. It's no wonder Katie Stewart supports Senate Bill 231 to bail out Chicago, taking $20 million away from Metro East schools. If Madigan and Stewart win, they'll pass Madigan's unbalanced budget. That will force a massive tax hike on Illinois families. Now she wants to be state representative? No way. A vote for Stewart is a vote for Mike Madigan. Vote no on Katie Stewart.
Dwight Kay is bringing common sense back to state government. Kay sponsored legislation to prevent lawmakers from getting paid if they don't pass a budget. He even cut his pay and refused the pension lawmakers receive. Dwight Kay supports term limits on career politicians and will continue to expose corruption in our state government. This year, Kay secured more money for our schools and supports a plan to make sure our schools are fully funded every year. Dwight Kay for state representative. He's working for us in the Metro East. Paid for by Citizens for Kay.
You know my love affair with wood, and there's a very good reason for that. Wood is warm, it's inviting, it's comfortable, right? Well, with Boardwalk Hardwood Floors, you can have new hardwood floors installed in your house. Now, you can even do it yourself. I know it's a little scary, and you think to yourself, well, do I really know what I'm doing? It's very, very easy. If you take Boardwalk Hardwood Floors classes in 5 minutes, they'll teach you everything you need to know, and in just a few short days, you will have beautiful hardwood floors. Their selection is out of this world. Every time I go into one of their three locations, one type of wood and one species is more beautiful than the next. Wide plank, hand-scraped, oak, hickory, cherry, maple, bamboo, all price range, all from the factory. So you're getting the best price and the best selection. Boardwalk Hardwood Floors, three locations, one in Manchester, Crestwood, and in St. Peter's. Boardwalk Hardwood or Boardwalk Hardwood.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Most times, two is better than one. And that's never more true than at Shawnee Bluff Winery and Shawnee Bluff Vineyards near Lake of the Ozarks. Shawnee Bluff offers two beautiful venues and two astounding views. The winery is a perfect spot to enjoy every day with a relaxing menu and an amazing view. And at the vineyards, you can sample award-winning wines and take in concerts from acts like the Charlie Daniels Band and the Oak Ridge Boys. Shawnee Bluff. Plan your visit today at ShawneeBluffWinery.com.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Weekday mornings at 6:35. Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bottle of wine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone. Let me go.
Now, this next guy is gonna be very happy. He doesn't like being rushed, and he has a nice full slot to share his Hollywood stuff with us. His name is Mike Evans. And I want you, if you've never been to visit his sponsor, I want you to treat yourself sometime and do that. It's not an inexpensive place to eat, but it is not overpriced. It's worth every dollar you pay. And I'm talking about Annie Gunn's restaurant in the Smokehouse, well, in Chesterfield Valley. It's not in the Smokehouse Market. That would be ridiculous. The Smokehouse Market is right next door. Same proprietor, same quality, same striving for perfection in everything they do and everything they serve. And gift cards must be a really good idea because they sell thousands of them every year. And for that person, you really aren't sure, what do I get so-and-so for birthday, for retirement, for the holidays? I just don't know what that person would like. Well, here's the answer. That person, whoever that person is, will love a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse. They're both east of everything else in Chesterfield Valley, and they both present this guy, Mike Evans. Mike, say hello to Tim Weiland. He's sitting in for Dan Strauss today.
Well, I said hi to him when he called on me.
Well, I didn't know that.
That's okay.
All right.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Tim.
He's doing a great job, and not just anybody can do this. This is a lot of pressure. This is a stress-filled 3 hours.
It's like a pressure cooker in here.
I'm sweating.
He lost 6 pounds just doing this thing for 3 hours he's been doing.
Wow.
So what's going on, Holmes?
I got a pop quiz question.
All right.
Name the name of the singer who's had a hip replacement. Lady Gaga.
She got some good legs. I saw her on SNL this
time. Adele.
Okay.
Janet Jackson.
Okay.
Kelly Clarkson.
All right.
Did you see Janet Jackson's nipple in the Super Bowl, homie?
Well, you're talking about way back or recently?
That's a
while back.
That's a while back.
A while back.
A little late to ask that question. No, and I don't think anybody did because it happened so quickly.
I got stop frame.
Well, yeah, you can find it on the internet.
Yeah.
Love Nuggets is
true.
53-year-old Tom Cruise has a crush on 22-year-old Dakota Fanning. They've made a bunch of movies together. He's known her since she was 11 years old. Now they're going out for dinner occasionally.
From what I've heard from the insiders, I'm surprised he doesn't have a crush on Dakota Fanning's dad. Because the word is, I'm just telling you, the word is.
No, you're not telling me something I don't know.
I know you are part of the inside.
From both sides of the plate.
That's what I hear.
They call that a switch hitter.
I've heard that.
Okay. Leonardo DiCaprio and Tobey Maguire did a lot of bar hopping, picking up girls. It finally led to Tobey Maguire's wife divorcing him. Now Tobey has been seen with Sophia Richie. Tobey is 44. Sophia is 17.
Whoa. I mean, no, that's
no,
wrong.
That wasn't
me applauding.
That's not right.
No.
That's not right.
Maybe he's just telling her, hang on, like putting somebody on hold on the phone. Hold on, I'll get back to you on your 18th birthday. Maybe he just kind of got her waiting.
Still love to build another beer, daddy.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, she turned 18 in August. So you can applaud.
Okay, there you go. There you go, Toby.
I thought October, at the end of October 29th or something.
Wikipedia says August 24th, 1998.
This is awkward.
No, that's okay. Maybe it was... It's been a while since I've looked at this item.
Maybe you're thinking about Hillary.
Well, I haven't actually looked at Sophia Richie since she was dating Bieber for a while. I know she was 17. Then it was.
She dated Jerry Mathers?
6 months ago.
No, Justin. No, oh, not the Bieber.
Oh, Bieber.
You
Bieber.
Know what, Frank? Everybody knows you're not that ignorant.
Oh, you're right. Sometimes I pretend to be ignorant.
I know, because Everybody knows you're smarter than a whip.
Sure.
How smart is a whip, by
I don't
the way?
Know. Nobody,
I've never understood that.
Nobody ever has understood.
Smarter than a whip. I don't know.
No.
Another new couple people are talking about. Are you ready, Franco?
I'm ready. Tim, you ready?
I'm ready.
Peon?
Ready.
Peon, you ready?
Absolutely.
We're ready.
Tiger Woods and Maria Sharapova.
Way to go, Tiger. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good. You know, occasionally I see things in October, November, December that I thought, oh, they might be kind of a nice Christmas gift for somebody that's interested in that kind of thing. And we're going to do that tied into a book review for you.
Well, we always look forward to that, Mike.
Okay. Possible Christmas gift for somebody on your list. I'm very interested in this theme, in this, what's the word I'm looking for? I know I should have had that.
Interesting semen.
Huh?
No. What did he say?
I'm interested in semen. In
like genre?
Yeah, that's good. That's a good word, too, genre. That's got to be French or something.
Yeah, well, it's actually genre.
On that. Is that like VJJ, vagina?
No, that's not like that at all.
Okay.
We're going off the rails.
Yeah. Because the French would be vagina, not jai, but vagina.
Vagina.
Genre.
He has vagina.
What? All right, Peon, you were right. It is off the rails.
This is
anyway.
No
urination going on.
It's
here.
A book review.
All right.
Possible Christmas gift for somebody that's into this genre.
All right.
Deborah Bars wrote the book called Al Capone's Life, Legacy, and Legend. What happened to Al Capone after he left Alcatraz? He lived another 7 or 8 years. His final years, his brain destroyed by syphilis, left him with the mind of a 12-year-old.
Wow.
It's an incredible story. To think of this guy that was a millionaire and the world's most feared gangster. And at the very end, his wife stayed with him and took care of it. At the very end, Al Capone could be made happy with just a piece of gum.
Well, who couldn't?
Like a little kid. Like a little child.
Especially if it's Hubba Bubba bubble tape. That makes me happy. That's my favorite gum. I just throw that out there. Christmas is coming.
Maybe I'll buy you a piece.
All right, Mike. Thanks.
For Christmas.
Thank you.
Comes in a roll, Mike.
Yeah. Like a roll
this
of
isn't any kid gum. This comes in,
comes in rolls.
You know, have you ever seen Hubba Bubba bubble tape? It's like a tape measure. You pull out like a foot of it. Or
please.
Or,
don't make up this stuff.
Or you pull up
no,
like,
unfortunately, it's true, Mike.
It's true. Or you can just pull out like 2 inches. Tim,
what
show
kind
him two.
Of idiot would buy bubble gum that looks like tape?
Show him 2 inches, Tim. You
all
can
right,
just,
here you go.
You just pull off 2 inches like that if you want to.
Mike, he buys it by the case on Amazon.
I love it. I'm telling you, man, I love Hubba Bubba.
You got to let me try that.
I will. I'll let you try it.
Okay.
It'll ship you a case.
On today's Jerry Connick Jr.'s TV show, he was wearing a disguise and driving a tourist bus, saying some real crazy things. People had no idea who he was, and it was very funny. And unfortunately, the rest of his show is not very funny. Started off good, but it's not very good anymore. Yeah. New best friends forever. BFFs.
Mm-hmm.
Serena Williams.
Yeah.
I know one of your favorite people.
Mm-hmm.
And Taylor Swift.
Wow, there's an unlikely pair.
Very odd couple. I don't even know how they met, but they've been spotted having dinner a few times together in New York. Kim Kardashian got huffy when asked on a 60 Minutes interview, what was her talent? I guess
I saw that.
I guess she didn't want to say I'm a porn skank.
Oh, yeah. Didn't she say my ability to?
Her
ability to
use social media to
make money. Essentially, what she said, that anybody has the ability to be this famous, that in itself is a talent.
Look at my bank account. She pointed that out. And I was thinking, O.J. Simpson, Jared from Subway, Bernie Madoff, even Al Capone had a lot of money. That has nothing to do with anything.
Well, that's true. You got a point.
I don't like Kim Kardashian.
I don't like her either.
I don't like her at all. She's just a skank. Now, I got New York Post headline for you, Ami.
All right.
Some of my stations really liked this, and some didn't think it was that good, and I was shocked, because I think it's pretty clever. I'll let you be the judge, because of all of my affiliates, Opinion is the funniest guy, and I trust his judgment the most.
Oh, stop it. Okay, you got 30 seconds. Go.
Don't tell me what
now
I
Now you got
have.
30 seconds. Now you got 28 seconds.
New York Post headline about a troupe of nude dancers doing their thing in front of the New York's Washington Square, and the headline screams, "Dancing in the Streak."
That's pretty good.
I think it's pretty good. Dancing
pretty
in the
good.
Streak. And finally, name the name of the singer who's had a hip replacement: Lady Gaga, Adele, Janet Jackson, Kelly Clarkson.
Tim, you want to go first?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Janet Jackson.
That's what I was going to say. I'll say that too.
And the least likely is probably Gaga, so I'll go for Gaga.
She blames wearing very bizarre heels when she was 12 to 18. Yep. Lady Gaga.
I told you.
Mike Evans! Wait, homie, give me some of that gum.
I'll get you some. He could get his own gum. He's just going somewhere and get
it. You don't have any to spare.
No, I don't. I only got down to three cases. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. They're both east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Let me read you a very short, brief email, but it makes a great case for what I've told you all along about Ballast Dental Care. Here it is from Brenda. It says, Frank, I just left Ballast Dental Care. I had a cavity, and they took care of it. It is the easiest dental care I have ever had. I have gone there now for a couple of years, thanks to your recommendation. This was a breeze. I am a total coward when it comes to going to the dentist. I cannot imagine ever going anywhere else. The staff is incredible. And yes, I always tell the receptionist I'm aiming the PM. Brenda, thank you. Thank you for taking our advice and becoming a patient at Ballast Dental Care. Now, to the rest of you, I say this. If you don't have a dentist, we need to put an end to that. That's just not going to end well if you continue to not go to the dentist. And if the reason you're not going is because you're afraid, let's end that too. One appointment at Ballast Dental Care, the fear is gone. Never again will you be afraid. Or let's say you have a dentist and you go pretty regularly, but you're not crazy about your dentist. Or maybe your dentist is really sick. Maybe your dentist is about to die or did just die. Or maybe your dentist is just not very pleasant. Any of those. Ballast Dental Care, Ballast Dental Care, Ballast Dental Care. It's an open, ongoing invitation for you to go where I've gone for 43 years to the dentist. And every email I get down the line, consistently, same common denominator, and that is, wow, I can't believe it took me this long to finally take your recommendation. I'm so glad I did. Ballast Dental Care. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. BallastDentalCare.com.
Meet me.
Well, traffic is wrapping up rather nicely. We still have a couple of slow spots. Stop and go on southbound 170 from Del Mar down through Highway 40. Westbound 70, that stretch between Jennings Station and Hanley. We have eastbound 270. It's a little bit better now between east of McDonald through 170. Southbound 270, the only real slow spot now is from Olive down through Ladue. And coming in on eastbound 40, some hockey traffic here. Slow Clayton Warson into Big Bend. Westbound 40 still jams up from Vandeventer through McCausland. This report brought to you by Subway. The new Subway Autumn Carved Turkey Sandwich is served with thick-cut carved turkey, a new sweet cranberry mustard sauce, and sliced cheddar cheese, all on freshly baked 9-grain wheat bread. Try it today at Subway. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Desk.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Green 18!
The Tigers play here on KTRS.
This is Howard Richards. It's the final week in October, and this weekend, the Mizzou Tigers try to avenge last year's loss to the Kentucky Wildcats.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house!
Pre-game starts Saturday morning at 9. Kickoff at 11 on your home for the Missouri Tigers.
Touchdown, Missouri!
The Big 550, KTRS.
We are Mizzou. Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio. ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio.
This fall, get a rebate of up to $1,600 on a qualifying new Lennox heating and cooling system from Scott Lee Heating. Call 314-756-9444 today. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Baldwin, Arnold, Town and Country, and the World.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
It's beginning to feel like a carjacking epidemic in St. Louis. Here's one you haven't heard about. A mother carjacked at her kid's bus stop in Afton in the middle of the afternoon.
St. Louis City Police released the name of a man who was shot and killed after a carjacking and police chase. We'll have the latest on that investigation.
Temperatures holding in the 60s all day today, but not a lot of drop-off in temperature tonight as we open up into the southerly flow. But our cold front still has some rain on tap for us.
Should voters raise the taxes on cigarettes here in Missouri? That issue is on the ballot once again, but the proponents and opponents may surprise you.
But first on Fox, we begin tonight with the wave of carjackings plaguing the St. Louis area.